Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria. Now here's your host, Victoria Gaither.
Well, a very good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for taking the time to join me tonight on the air. We've got one of my favorite people in the world that is joining us tonight, the one and only Tam Hushley of Hush Boutique. As most of you know who listen to the show, you know that Tam is a regular on At Home with Victoria. She is always sort of someone that I certainly consider my friend as well as a fashion expert, and she dresses, you know, all of the who's who in the Washington, D.C. area, and not only in the D.C. area, but also up and down the East Coast as well as the Midwest. So she is one who certainly has her pulse and her fingertip on the tip of fashion. So I know she is already on the line. So, Tam, thank you for being here. You haven't been here in a couple of months, kid.
I know. I've been so excited. I've been waiting for this day because I've actually missed 2 months with At Home, Victoria, and it was just awful. I felt like I was just, you know, I felt disconnected with you guys, so I'm so happy to be here tonight.
Well, we are very excited and happy to have you back, but I know a lot of the reason why that you were not able to make it because you are a very, very, very busy woman. I know this time of the year, you do a lot of traveling, so talk a little bit about the traveling, but first you've got to tell everybody about that big project that you worked on with the CW Network in D.C.
Okay, that was the most exciting thing for me this fall. It was sponsored by DC 50, Channel 50, and it was a premier event that showcased the latest trends in beauty and fashion. They do this every year. It's called the Fashion and Beauty Expo, and it's held at the big convention center. But this, what made it so special this year was that they actually featured some of America's Next Top Models. So it was awesome. It was awesome. There were runway shows which were pretty much featuring a lot of the local designers, which a lot of people don't realize that we do have clothing designers that were born and raised in D.C., but don't get a lot of spotlight because, you know, D.C. is not typically known as the fashion capital. You know, normally we think of New York or maybe L.A., but not D.C. So that was one of the great things about it. But more importantly was they were able to feature me, which normally they do not feature boutiques. So that was really, really exciting for me. So once I got there, and I just knew that I was, you know, doing the normal day-to-day business of Hush Boutique, and, you know, I'm dressing the models. And I get a list of models, and I was not forewarned of this. So this was just totally a surprise for me. So I get a list of these names, and I happen to have my niece in the back with me who was assisting me, and she says, Auntie, do you know who Isis is? Do you know who Bianca is? Do you know who Jasmine? And she's like, these are the models for America's Next Top Model. So it was just really awesome. You know, they came out, and I dressed them, and that's what just made it just really just more exciting because they were actually rocking my clothes. So it was really exciting for me. And it was a great event. It was hosted by Nigel Barker, who is also from America's Next Top Model. And, you know, a lot of people who keep up with that show, you know, pretty much knew all of the faces that were there. But it was really awesome for Hush. And it kind of put me on the next level, should I say.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, because it's one of those things where you and I connect all the time, but when you're traveling, we don't get to talk as much. So I, of course, follow you on Facebook and make sure that I kind of stay up to date on what you've got on your website. And I'm telling you, I was absolutely so proud of you. And I was literally, I kid you not, almost in tears when you started posting the pictures from that CW event. But more importantly, it was a picture of you where, and everybody knows when all of these guys do the runway shows, how the models come out with a designer, and you walked out there, and I saw you up there on stage with all of those models and stuff. I was just absolutely so happy and just so overfilled with joy. So what was that experience like? Because that doesn't happen to you guys all the time as being owners of a boutique, that you're actually able to get out there and to be on the stage, you know, and to kind of take that bow with this large crowd applauding you.
It was actually a surprise for me, and can I tell you right now that I was so nervous. First, because they told me, like, literally 15 minutes before I went on that I needed to go on, because typically, like you said, I'm always thinking, you know, I'm just so happy to be in the show because I'm not a designer. You know, I pretty much just showcase designers. So I was just unaware that I was going to have to run the runway just as well as the other designers. So they tell me at the last minute, like, you have to go on. And I'm sitting here like, are you kidding me? So, you know, I put on my Victoria face and I say, okay, well, Victoria always says no notes, just talk off the top of your head and it comes from the heart. So which was really funny for me was that I didn't wear my best, you know, my best boots and, you know, my best outfit because I'm just working. So I'm like, oh, man, I should have wore this and I should have wore that. But at the end of the day, it was an awesome experience, and it gave me the platform to really allow Hush to, you know, become mainstream and introduce Hush into the world of, you know, a lot of other people.
Well, and you know, that is exactly what you talked about when you said that it really kind of it completely bumped you up to an entire different level than where you were. And I'm always just excited to see, especially in D.C. and for people that don't sort of follow that circuit. And I didn't really know a lot about the circuit until I, you know, sort of connected with you and Jewel and a few other people, that there is a tremendous amount of talent when it comes to fashion and boutiques in D.C., much, much more so than what it ever used to be. So I definitely think that, you know, not anytime soon, but I kind of get that feeling that in the next 15, 20 years, if all of you designers and, you know, folks in the fashion industry continue to do what you do and have all these great fashion shows, I mean, D.C. is definitely going to be a place that, you know, I think people are sort of going to be kind of looking on the map for, you know, talent coming out of here, because there's so many designers there, so many.
Yeah, and actually, I was able to meet, most importantly, there's a guy, I don't know if you guys have heard of Kaz, the House of Kaz, which is a boutique that just recently opened in the National Harbor. He's an awesome designer. I got a chance to meet him, and, you know, one of the things that just, you know, made me smile, he's like, hey, you're not a designer, but you have an awesome eye. He's like, I loved everything that hit the runway, and those were a lot of the comments that I was getting that night, was like, you know, hey, we love your eye, because it takes a little bit more just to, you know, go and buy clothes wholesale and sell them.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta have that fashion sense, and you gotta have that eye to be able to pick out, you know, the best things, and that's one of the things that I'm lucky to, you know, possess. So.
Well, and that is definitely true, and of course one reason why many, many people like myself and a lot of the fans and listeners who follow At Home with Victoria love you so much, because, you know, if just to let everybody know, if you've never had the opportunity to take a look at Hush Boutique, I know we have the website inside of our chat room. Michael Kay is producing tonight and is going to be on with us in a little bit, but those clothes are not your everyday clothes that you go and you find at the mall, at your large box department stores. Every single thing that you have on that website, it's just, you know, they're all, you know, just unique items. And I know that we have a lot of people who are listening to you for the first time since you've been gone and busy a quick second, but kind of give them an idea. You know, you go all over and you're always, you know, in different cities and looking for, you know, for the most up-to-date fashion. So, you really do have your hand on the pulse, like I mentioned earlier, when it comes to that.
Yes, absolutely. This fall, we got a chance to, we call it the Hush Road Trip, which we do every season. We typically do it in the fall, and then we typically do it again in spring. But we hit all the major cities. We start in New York, then we, you know, go down to Philly. Then, of course, we hit home in D.C. We travel to Raleigh, Atlanta, and then we close it out in Miami. And this is pretty much just a big shopping party where we're introducing Hush into the different cities. And so we at this point, we have like a really good clientele in each city. So they really look for me every season, like, when are you coming back? And so in between, you know, they're able to get the Hush fix by just going onto the website. But they really look forward to me coming to the cities, and we just build and build and build. And we've been doing this for about 5 years now. And right now it's just really growing. And so every time we hit a different city, we just get more and more and more clientele. And then so it just gets more exciting every time we visit back again.
Well, and of course, I am just always excited because, like I said, I know I get to, when you're on the road like that, I get to follow you on Facebook. And speaking of that, for those of you that are joining us inside the chat room, I want to take the time to thank you so much for being here. As a special young lady that's in the chat room that's listening from D.C., Dorothy, my friend Jane is listening tonight, so I want to wish her a happy Merry Christmas and thank her for listening. I think this is her first time inside the chat room. So, Dorothy, I love you, and thank you so much for being here with us tonight. But, you know, something, too, Tam, that I was thinking about, I'm going to try to hit on every single thing that we've got tonight because, you know, when you and I get together, we can definitely talk forever. But because, you know, we are in the holiday season, I wanted you to touch on a little bit about the holiday dressing and also New Year's is coming up. So what are your thoughts on that, Miss Designer?
All right, let's first touch on the holiday parties. I know everybody's got a holiday party. I've been getting so many requests. You know, what do we wear to the holiday party? And most of the comments have been, well, the party normally takes place right after work. So, you know, you don't want to drag a dress bag or, you know, change of clothes to work. So I was just telling one of my clients the other day, I said, it's more modern to mix day and evening clothes, and it's more practical, mm-hmm. and it's also cheaper to just throw a sparkly top, a sequence tank or something up under your normal suit, or either to just switch to dress the accessories that even, or, you know, just change your makeup, do a smoky eye, do a shimmery mm-hmm. face, just add some glittery accent pieces, and that way, you know, you won't have to, it's not a major investment, and it's not a lot of time, because literally from 5 o'clock to probably 6 o'clock the party starts, you got to transform into a goddess between that little bit of time. So you got to go in the bathroom and just switch it up. So it's a lot of easy things, you know, some quick fixes that you can do to just change that outfit up into something that's evening ready. Because the goal for the office party is, you know, you want to be polished, you want to still be professional, and you want to be fashionably festive. So those are the goals there. And I do, it's so funny because I have a couple office party no-nos too. And one of them is typically don't wear your highest heels to the office party because you know that they're going to hurt, so, you know, don't do it. And you don't want to be the joke of the party the next morning because everybody's going to come to work tomorrow talking about the highlights from the party, and you don't want to be one of those highlights.
Yeah.
So I would say no sheer fabrics, no crazy animal prints, no too short dresses, you know, just pretty much be on hemline patrol. You know, I wouldn't wear anything too short because you still have to maintain that professional reputation.
Absolutely.
Once the party is over, and you don't want to be the joke of the party. So
absolutely.
I would say that for the office parties. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that about the hemline because you and I both know in every single office in America, whenever you have the Christmas party the next day or whenever everybody's back to work, we're always around the water cooler, so to speak, and everybody has something to say about the Christmas party. And like you said, keep it professional, and you don't want to be the joke. And you know, I've noticed too, Tam, a lot of clothes that are out here now that I'm seeing is a lot of sequins, and I like those like sequins tanks that I see. So it seems like too would be easy, you know, if you just bring a sequined tank to work and throw that on and then put your other jacket on, and that's something that's really sparkly that can, you know, work very well for a holiday party.
Yeah, because all things glittery are making a comeback. So anything gold, silver, you know, metallics, anything sparkly will work. And, I mean, every designer has that in their collection right now. I mean, even from the, you know, the really cheaper stores to the more high-end designers, everybody has some form of sequins or shine in their collection. So that's really, really in right now. So all you got to do is tune up, you know, your holiday shine with just one of those tanks or something. Throw it under a blazer. You know, throw it under a suit, and, I mean, you're ready to go for the holidays because that's pretty much what my New Year's outfit is going to be. I found this awesome sequence blazer, and I'm going to wear that with a tank and some jeans and boots, and I'm ready.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And, mm-hmm. and you know, I'm thinking, too, when you go to those office parties, you know, you also want to be comfortable as well. And, you know, all of that advice that you gave is just absolutely wonderful. And speaking of holiday parties and Christmas and stuff, of course, I am loving a lot of the sweaters that you have on your website. And, of course, if anybody stepped outside today, you'd probably need about 5 sweaters on because it's freezing outdoors.
Yeah, it's really a challenge, I must say, to stay cute and stay warm at the same time. I mean, because we have just, I mean, the chill is on here in D.C. So it's really been a challenge for me to still want to, you know, get all made up and be really
yeah.
cute and then go outside and freeze. So
yeah.
I would say do the really chunky sweaters, which we have a lot of those this season. The chunky sweaters or the sweaters that have the, you know, that you can transform into a hood really quick or take it off your shoulders because mm-hmm. when that chill hits you outside, you can always throw it over Ooh. Your head and just, you know, kind of cover up your neck and get some warmth there. So the chunky sweaters are definitely in.
Well, and like I said, I always get a chance, and most of the folks that follow you whenever, we love when you post the pictures. Whenever you get, you know, new stuff inside the boutique, because we always kind of can talk about it on Facebook and say, oh, I love this, I love that. And I know you have some of your favorite Christmas picks, so tell us what some of your favorite Christmas picks are, and then we're going to bring Michael Kay on the conversation because we've got a lot of discounts that you are offering for our listeners tonight and also on Facebook, so we want to talk about that. And also one lucky caller is going to get something very special from you as well. So first of all, talk about some of your favorites from your website for Christmas that you like.
Okay, one of my favorite items that's pretty much been selling like hotcakes is this season I've had a chance to offer the PZI jeans. They have a smooth skinny jean, which you'll find under the bottom section under my website. But what it is that it's a shimmery skinny pant, and it reminds you of once you put it on, it almost looks like leather-like. But it's not leather. So that's a great, great skinny jean to have because it has a really lot, it has about 4% stretch in it. So it will fit anybody from a 2 to a size, I think it goes up to 18. And that pair of pants has just been flying off the shelf because it's a great holiday pants because it has like a shimmer to it, but yet it's still, you know, still just the regular black skinny pants. But you can wear them under sweaters, under blazers, and most importantly, they fit into your tall boots. So that's been a great pants for the holidays. And then also we have a pair of leather leggings there. That's a really great gift. We also have bedazzled tanks and tees, and then we also have just, you know, sweaters. I mean, I have so many favorite picks, but by far I think the smooth skinny jeans is my favorite.
And, you know, I was thinking about you because, of course, when fall was here and then all the folks were putting their putting all the pictures and all the, you know, stuff out about fashion for winter, I remember when you were on when summer was over, we were going into the fall and you talked about what we were going to see and we had talked about leather. And it's so funny because everywhere you look and you turn inside magazines and when you're out there doing your shopping, I always think about you because you see leather all over the place, the leather skirts and the leather pants. And you know what, something I'm also still surprised, and you talked about this, about, you know, skinny jeans that they were going to kind of stay. You didn't see that they were going to kind of go out of style. But I'm still surprised that the skinny jeans are still in. But what I do like about it is that a lot of manufacturers are actually making them for women of all sizes so that you don't have to be skinny, if you know what I mean, to wear skinny jeans, which gets back to the point of the jeans that you just talked about.
Yeah, you know what, that's one of the things that a lot of my clients are so afraid of. I have so many women that come to me and they say, oh, I don't want to wear a skinny jean. You know, my body just won't look right. Because they typically think, when you think skinny jean, you think I got to be skinny to wear. And it's just, skinny jean is kind of the understatement. It's just too far, it's just taken way out of context. Because
right.
a skinny jean is pretty much just, it just gets skinny at the bottom. It's just not a boot cut. It's not wide. It's just basically the bottom of the jean. But yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. Every skinny jean can fit every size. It just depends on what size you are, which brand you need to go with. Like I really specialize in carrying the PZIs because they go up to size 18. and they fit, you know, they have a wonderful fit. So that was one of the brands that I carry, but I have so many women that come here and they're afraid to try them on. I'm like, okay, just do me a favor, just try them on, and I promise you mm-hmm. they will look cute. And so they'll come out just smiling like, oh my God, you were right. Like, I never thought I could wear a skinny jean. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, you gotta have a pair of skinny jeans in your closet, because, you know, you gotta have the ones that will fit inside your boot. Like, what do you do with your tall boots?
Exactly.
So I think that's just an essential.
Yeah, and you know, too, I have seen so many women out there of regular size and also plus size that have been rocking those skinny jeans with the big chunky sweaters, and also having the scarf tied around them, and having those nice long boots and the skinny jeans tucked inside. So definitely I would say, you know, women of all sizes, don't be afraid of the skinny jeans, because designers and are making them for every single body type. So speaking with that, we are going to bring my other sidekick and someone that you adore and love also, Michael Kay, into the conversation to join us, because we're about to do some giveaways and talk about the discounts. I know Jane is inside the chat room, and she's waiting to hear about the discounts, so we're not going to make Jane and our guests wait any longer. Michael Kay, are you with us?
I'm with you. Thank you. Hey, Tam, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm cold. I'm freezing my butt off here in Delaware. You have no idea. The winds are really kicking up.
Yeah, they it's the same here. I can hear the wind outside my window right now.
Absolutely.
Think,
you know, listening,
it,
I'm sorry,
go
this,
ahead,
listening
Michael,
to the
sorry.
Show, it makes me happy just to be a man. I'm happy. All I have is men just have one black suit or one blue suit, a couple shirts, a few ties, dressing made easy as long as you buy a classic fit, but I am so happy not to be a woman. You guys have to go out. But, yeah, you guys just have to do so much. And, you know, I see it done so fast. I actually had the pleasure to go ahead and room with Vic up in Largo, Maryland for an event. And I tell you, Vic can get ready within 4 minutes. He is from – it's amazing. I took longer.
Yeah, very, very, very fast. Well, and you know where that comes from, you know, in the television business, when there's breaking news and it's 1, 2, and 3 o'clock in the morning – you know, you literally have to get up when that pager goes off, or when they call you and say, we need you to come in and cover something. You literally have to be able to get up, function, run out there, do that story. So I have literally learned how to get dressed in 10 minutes and also put my makeup on and just basically get out the door. But, yeah, you know, I think some of us, Tam, it takes us women longer. Some of us, it doesn't take as long to get dressed. So I guess it just depends on sort of who you are and all of that good stuff. But so, Michael, tell us what our lovely friend here is doing for our listeners tonight.
Well, the lovely Tam is offering a $25 off for any order of $100 or more. This offer is valid until December 16th, and please use code – oh, I'm sorry, December 26th, and use code at home while shopping at Hush Boutique. Plus, as a gift with purchase, she's also throwing in a free pair of diamond studs, cubic zirconium diamond studs, to all that use the code. So you get kind of like a two for one.
Yeah,
absolutely. And see, Victoria, remember when we were talking probably at the beginning of the fall, I told you that's also an essential, too. You always got to have a pair of studs mm-hmm. to just throw on, you know, when you have that big, chunky necklace and you don't need a bunch of, you know, nothing big on the ear, or,
mm-hmm,
you know, just
mm-hmm.
when you're trying to be conservative, or when you have that gown on that you don't want to do too much to, or it's already, if the outfit is already embellished in, you know, sequins or stones or something, you just need that perfect little earring, so that's an essential for the closet. So I thought I would throw that in so that everybody
Aww.
Out there would have that essential piece in their closet.
That is absolutely
Good
wonderful
idea.
So again, Hush Boutique, the owner, we are talking to Tam Hushley. She's the owner, the CEO, and the fashion stylist and designer of Hush Boutique. And you can go online, www.boutiquehush.com, and she is so if you spend $100 or more, she will take $25 off, plus she will also throw in a free pair of stud earrings. And so that's basically two, you know, you're kind of getting
Well,
two,
actually, you get three, Victoria. You get three because
three.
We also do free shipping. So, hey, that works, too.
Oh, did not know that.
Yeah.
That's even better.
Yes, and that works too. So we're actually, if you order by December 21st, you'll still receive your items before Christmas. So anybody who's out there still, you know, Christmas shopping, or all the hubbies out there that want to get their wives something, then, you know, you got to order by the 21st in order to get it by Christmas.
And also, I'm actually looking at my friend Dorothy inside the chat room, and Dorothy is already saying, "Hurry, hurry, hurry! I've got to go shopping." So I want to thank her and the guests that are visiting us inside the chat room, and for those of you that took the time to listen tonight. So also, we have Michael. We want somebody to call in to give away something as well. Is that correct?
We certainly do. The gracious Tam as well is offering a free $25 gift certificate to caller number 3. Caller number 3, call in now to 1-718-664-9364. So that's 1-718-664-9364. Jane, give a call and win something, you know?
I know, yeah,
so,
Jane.
So generous of you.
I know. And you know one thing about Tam that I know that, you know, she is always a very giving person. And I remember, and Tam, you're going to know this story. There was someone that wanted something from your boutique and didn't, you know, quite was kind of had a rough time and didn't quite wasn't able to quite pay for every single thing. And you were very, very gracious, I remember, you know, to kind of work with them on the price. So I always remember that about you. And I just think that is just absolutely wonderful that you know, you just take the time to do that and always just give back.
Yeah, and you know what? I find myself a lot of times in that situation. And the first thing that I think about is, like, you know what? At the end of the day, it's really about the women, the experience, and, you know, whether they really can transform themselves into something else. Because I have a lot of women that will come to me and try something on, and once I see that glow in their eyes, like, oh, this really just, you know, because that'll just make your personality that day. That'll just make you have an awesome day because you look good. So if I can change that, then it's all worth it for me, and it's not really about, you know, the absolute dollar. I mean, you know, of course everybody's in business to make money, but at the same time it really feels good, and it's just gratifying just to know that, you know, I've made somebody smile, or I've made somebody, you know, be more confident that day, or, you know, just those are the things that really, really matter to me. So I find myself a lot of times in that situation where I'm like, oh, go ahead, just go ahead, just take it.
Well, and you know, too, I think also that is why, you know, all of these just these wonderful opportunities happen for you as well, because, you know, to be able to dress three of the young ladies for America's Top Model. I mean, you know, there's so many people, and Michael, you agree, because you know a lot about that business too, would dream to be able to do something like that and to have that credit behind their name to be affiliated with America's Top Model. So that's awesome. Michael, do we have a caller on the line to win this?
I do believe we have a caller on the line to win this. So one second.
Hello,
you're on the air with At Home with Victoria, and you are lucky caller number 3. Can I have your first name, please?
It's Dorothy.
Dorothy!
Oh. Yes!
Dorothy's the winner!
I'm so excited!
Well, congratulations, you won. And while we have Dorothy on the line, let me just say a few quick things about Dorothy, because I know exactly who she is. She's very new to At Home with Victoria. Dorothy lives in D.C., and her sister is a law enforcement police officer, and we absolutely love Dorothy. And Dorothy's daughter is about to have a baby, so what's the latest on that? Is she ready to have the baby?
She's 2 centimeters.
Oh, good God.
Oh.
Yes. So we're just so excited. We have 10 days. We're counting down.
Now, see, Dorothy, I keep saying that I think it would be wonderful for her to have the baby on Christmas, but I know a lot of people, when they're born on Christmas, they can't stand that because they kind of like, I don't want to be born on Christmas, and that means I don't get any special extra gifts.
Yeah,
That is so true.
So do we know?
But I want her to be born on Christmas, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, so do we know if it's a boy or a girl? So do we know?
It's a girl.
Oh, great. She can tell that has. Great.
That's why the whole time I'm online, she's like, Mommy, Do they sell baby clothes? Yes.
Tell her she might inspire me to start a Hush Baby line.
You might inspire her to start a Hush Baby line.
And I know the clothes, and I know the clothes would be absolutely, absolutely adorable. Well,
right.
Dorothy, darling, thank you so much for calling in, and I'll make sure that I get your information. So, you know, so it's not bad if you order from Hush. If you spend $100 or more, you get $25 off, plus you get the free stud, and you're the caller. So, actually, Tam, what does she get, $25 coupon?
Actually, she gets a $25 gift certificate, no purchase necessary. So whatever you go and buy, just you know, apply it to the balance. So yeah, and Michael will give you all the information once we're off air.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a good time shopping at Hush too.
Oh, I will.
Thanks, Dorothy. Bye bye.
Okay, Victoria. Thank you.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, I
Yay.
Love Dorothy. I met her in D.C. not long ago, and I sent her a couple of links and, you know, to the television. I said, and plus I do a radio show, so ever since then she's been very, very supportive of it as well. So that just makes me very, very, very happy. So, Tam, you've got anything else you want to talk about, or you probably got to get out of here and get some work done? I know you got a lot of orders to pack for Christmas. I just know you do.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And actually, Hush is having a big Christmas party it's Friday night. So we're I'm at home preparing for that. Normally what I'll do is every Christmas I'll have a big thank you party for all of my clients, and, you know, I give away a lot of free stuff, and, you know, we just have a good old time. So I'm trying, you know, at home getting prepared for that.
Well, let me ask you this. So is that a private invite? Because I just got a email with somebody asking when was your next event. So what's the deal on that? Do they need to email you directly to learn more about that?
Yeah, they can email me their email address, and I will send them. Normally it's a private location, but normally if you send me your email address, I'll send you the invite, or you can send me a message on Facebook if you're my friend. If not, send a friend request. There are a couple of ways to get in touch with me. You can email me at Tam, that's T-A-M, at boutiquehush.com, or you can find me on Facebook under Tamara Hush Lee, and you can inbox me your email address there.
And also, I don't want you to forget that you also have a fan page for Hush Boutique on Facebook as well.
Yes, I also do. So so go and be my fan on Hush Boutique's Facebook page too. And you know what's so funny, Victoria? I'm not on Twitter yet, and everybody keeps on asking me, when is Hush going to get on Twitter? I'm like, oh, my God, I need to hire an assistant for that.
I know. Well, why do you think I have Michael K now? Because it's kind of like, you know, it's crazy. It gets to a point with it so much social networking and so many people wanna follow you. It's kind of like you really need somebody just to do your social networking for you on Facebook and all these other different sites because it's so much.
Yeah, it really is, and that's one of the reasons why I haven't made it to Twitter, but that's on my list for 2011. Like, yeah, I'm sitting here. Just the other day, I was sitting here making my wish list for 2011 for Hush. I mean, every year I do this. I sit and I do my goals for the company, and I make sure that I hit all my goals. So that's one of the things that's on the list for 2011.
That is absolutely
right.
Wonderful. Well, when that happens, I know you'll definitely let us know. So, darling, thanks so much for calling in. It's always a pleasure, and all of us always enjoy listening to you. And congratulations on that CW. I mean, that's huge. That's very huge.
Thank you so,
absolutely.
So much. And look for more
in 2011.
Next time
you see Nigel Barker. Huh? Next time you see Nigel Barker, you know, give him a little peck on the cheek for me, because I watch that show, boy, every time there's a marathon on, so I'm a big fan. But,
yeah, he's
a
cutie.
Thanks for joining us, honey. So nice to chat with you. Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care.
Okay. And again, everyone, that was Tam of Hush Boutique. She's the CEO, and she's also the owner, and she was discussing all the wonderful things that she's doing to promote fashion in the D.C. area, and she had the opportunity to dress some of the models from America's Next Top Model when they came to D.C. for a project that she worked on with the CW. So we're always excited to have her on the show. And the one and only Dorothy won big tonight, so we're going to make sure we congratulate her and post all that information on Facebook. Don't you just love it when people win stuff, Michael?
I love giving away stuff. I really do. I don't know. There's something about that. The unsuspecting surprise of it. The yay! Oh, I just love it so much. And congrats, Dorothy. Absolutely. And again, you know, so very generous. Tam is. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and she's always. I mean, she's always been that way. And ever since she's been on the show and been a contributor, she's always been very, very supportive. But you know, not only Tam has been very supportive of the show, and also our listeners. You know, the entire month we have been doing a series of having different small businesses on the show to kind of help promote them because, again, we can always go to our local mall and go to our regular stores. But I just kind of wanted, you know, to do something a little bit different and to help out the small businesses during this rough economic time. So, Michael, I know you've got sort of almost sort of a list of most of the businesses that have been on the show with us so far in December, and many of them are still have offers. So maybe you can talk a little bit about some of them.
Sure. Well, we had Anthony Mark Hankins on last night from www.anthonyoriginals.com. He gave a lovely giveaway to everybody in the chat room, which is a free purse. And his what was his giveaway again, Vic? Do you remember?
Actually, he didn't. He did not say. But if I had to take a
right.
guess, it's probably going to be a some type of accessory, a purse, a necklace, or some glasses, because I think it's going to come from his Band of Artists series. So he didn't necessarily say, but definitely, you know, whatever Anthony is going to give away, it's fabulous.
Going to be good. And actually, go ahead and check out his website again for super markdown discounts for the Christmas shopping, and he's offering free shopping as well. And then we had Phelan Mark, lovely Phelan Mark, who went ahead and gave away a free photo session for a child, and our lovely Christine Haynes went ahead and won that. That's a $200 value, so I want to applaud him for his generosity. That was really great. Sweet Waxations, Kimberly Ann. My goodness, I
love
did all my
her.
Christmas shopping this year. Absolutely, got my candles burning it right now. It stinks awful pretty, I'm telling you that much. But she offered a fantastic giveaway, too, with 25% off any order over $50. And again, go ahead and check her out at Sweet Waxations. After that, we had Petra Cleary for Arbonne. And go ahead and check out her site for... I don't think she was giving
away. She sells like skin. Basically every single thing that Petra deals with is natural beauty products, whether it be cosmetics, whether it be skincare, whether it be things to sort of cleanse your body. So I know Petra always has some type of a special going on. So you can find her on Facebook at Petra Clearly or email me, and she's always posting on my wall as well. So she definitely wouldn't be hard to find. In fact, Simone emailed me, and Simone is a regular contributor to the show as well. Simone emailed me and said that she ordered something for Christmas from Petra, and she was quite excited about it. So I was very happy to hear that as well.
Absolutely. And then we had Ani by Mimi. Mimi Middleton went ahead and did a lovely giveaway to one custom listener in the chat room. So she was giving away free jewelry. And then we had Judy McGrain from www.jutes.com, and she was offering 25% off any order over $50 up until the 31st of this month. So that was a lovely giveaway too, and she has such lovely stuff.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, I mean, she's somebody who deals with crafts. So she just makes these awesome sort of craft collectibles that you can hang on the Christmas tree. And also, I know she did one this year for breast cancer, where part of the proceeds actually went to research. So I always love that, you know, the small businesses that we deal with, including Tam, who is on tonight from Hush Boutique. I always love that all of these people. Also take a part of their proceeds, and they're all give to charity. And speaking of charity, I also want to mention Bless Haven, because Danielle did a wonderful job. She had a charity benefit in D.C. Her goal at Bless Haven, they help foster children. Her goal was to give 90 kids in foster care a great Christmas. So she had a function in the D.C. area, and people came and brought checks and gift cards. So we're going to be hearing a little bit more about that. And Danielle told me that the greatest part about this experience, Michael, and all of our listeners, is that she's in the process of going shopping right now to buy all these wonderful gifts to give to the 90 kids who are in foster care, because, you know, a lot of those kids are forgotten and don't always get anything. So that's sort of Danielle's mission is to help kids in foster care. So we're very, very happy about that. And last but not least, as we are about to get ready to get off the air, Miss Shelley Ran, she posted something on a lot of our walls today.
Yeah, very exciting. Shelley Ran went ahead and actually launched her Amazon pre-sale for her new album afterwards. So I'm very proud of the girl. She's the one who wrote our bumper, our very professional-sounding bumpers, and we just love her here at Home of Victoria.
Yeah.
And so very proud, just proud to represent such great talent.
Yeah, absolutely. And Shelley, in fact, on pretty much most of our shows, the music that we play has been Shelley's music, and she also has some Christmas songs as well. So I know she's currently working on her website, and she's going to let us know when it's completely done. But up until then, you can always find her on Facebook, and her name is Shelley Ran, and listen to her music because, I mean, her voice is just absolutely beautiful. So that is actually what we are going to end the show with. I'm back on the air tomorrow with another small business, but this is more towards marketing. So if you are a small business and you're trying to figure out how to better utilize social networking to promote your business or how to market your business, then you want to be on tomorrow because Sharon Phillips is going to be on. She's a business owner. This is what she specializes in, and also she teaches a few courses down in the D.C. area. So we're looking forward to seeing what she has to say tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And she has really good information, and a lot of the information that she has, people pay Michael to listen to what she has to say. So I'm excited that she's going to come on and give the information for free.
Fantastic. Wow, that's great. That's tomorrow at 8 p.m.
Exactly. That's tomorrow at 8 p.m. So Michael and I are going to say goodbye, and we're going to leave the show with a tune from Shelley Ran, my favorite song called Afterwards, and I hope you like it too.
Absolutely. Many thanks to Flava Jane and everybody else in the chat room. Have a great night. And Vic, I love you tons. I'm going to play a little Shelley Ran from her title song Afterward. Good night, everybody.
Sounds good.
Across the sky, you can sing it in a song, a poem, a sweet lullaby. You can stir up emotions in me that I can't control, but words alone can't quench this thirst in my you